Your Excellencies, respected and very much revered veterans and friends, it's an honour to be here. I hope that the words of His Worship the Mayor and the words of His Excellency the Ambassador will be recorded and widely circulated. I'm here as the grandson of somebody who fought in the First World War and as the son of parents who fought in the Second World War. Like many people here, I was brought up understanding the sacrifice, the almost incomprehensible sacrifice in terms of numbers of people who gave their lives in the defense of freedom. And as we celebrate, I hope we celebrate not only by looking to the past and by our gratitude for the heroes of those 6 years between 1939 and 1945, not only by giving gratitude for the great leaders of that coalition, including Winston Churchill in this country, but also celebrate by looking forward. And I hope we can look forward with three objectives and three messages to the wider world. The first is that this is a great and diverse continent, stretching to the eastern boundaries of Russia and other parts of the former Soviet Empire, and stretching to the west, to Iceland and Ireland and Portugal. And we must never forget that there is far more that unites us than divides us. And in all the political debates that rage about nationalism and the European Union, one of the great legacies of the Second World War and the Allied victory was that the Council of Europe was founded and the European Union came into existence, because the wise leaders of those days realized that working together in ways that would prevent any similar conflict was the only sane way of saving lives and bringing democracy and freedom. And to those who want to unstitch the closer relationships across our continent, I say you're wrong. And to those who want to build the relationships, I say be encouraged. And I hope that every person here, from the young man and the young woman who are sitting around us in the first years of their life, can look forward to a future where the relations between each of our countries in Europe and the former Soviet Union grow and strengthen. We want to be your friends and allies always. We want to understand each other better and work together for peace and freedom. Secondly, we've had 65 years in which, by and large, there's been peace. There hasn't been absolute peace. There's been tensions in southern Europe. There are sometimes still tensions in Russia. There are groups of people who want and seek independence or autonomy, difficult issues to deal with. But can I just urge everybody to remember that the way forward for peace and sanity is to build up all the efforts of conflict prevention. If the world spent more effort on conflict prevention than on arming ourselves in order to fight the wars, we would be a wiser and saner place. And we need to concentrate on the things that prevent conflict rather than only pick up the pieces afterwards. And the third message is this, and I pay tribute to the Russian government and to the American government for their leadership. We have an opportunity in the very days that are coming to seek to negotiate a reduction in nuclear weapons across the world. If we're to have a safe world, then America and Russia, Britain and France have to lead the way in reducing nuclear weapons. We have to make sure we do it so that other countries like Iraq and Iran and Israel and India and Pakistan understand that being a nuclear country is not the way to safety, it's the wrong direction to go. And if we're to have a lasting legacy that guarantees that the racism and the fascism of the past is dealt with, then we have to work for that much more peaceful world in the future proactively, and not just hope that it happens, or pray that it happens, though we need to do both of those. And just one last postscript. There are still people who want to preach racism. There are still people who want to divide us. There are still people who misinterpret pride for our countries with nationalism. We're all proud of our countries, but we must never allow that to be perverted into antipathy and hate for people from other places. And in this country, thank God, in the election of this week, this nation rejected the far-right voices of racism and prejudice and discrimination. And I pray that in each of the countries of Europe and of the former Soviet Union, there may be that continued rejection of people who seek to put apart those who, in the time of need, came together when the color of their skin, the language they spoke, the religion they belonged to, and the place that they were born mattered less, and the cause that united them mattered more. Thank you to all of you, sirs, for the service you gave. We remember the dead with affection and huge gratitude, but we must resolve to learn the lessons for the future. Thank you.